Welcome to AP Psych!
Hey everybody, so in this episode we're going to be talking about some pretty big topics and we're going to be talking about some very serious disorders. If you need help for yourself or for someone else, there is a hotline number that you can call and reach out to a trusted adult. Or you can reach out to a trusted adult here at school or in your life. You also have the United Mental Health Team here at our school, where there is a whole lot of people who can help you and who are professionally trained to do that. If you do want the hotline number, it is 1-800-273-TALK. That is, can you repeat that, Ms. Snyder?
1-800-273-TALK. And TALK would be 8255.
Okay, awesome. Somatic symptom disorders. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do this thing. So, what are somatic symptom disorders?
They are an intense focus on physical or somatic symptoms that causes distress and dysfunction. The brain is producing changes in the body. Think of the placebo effect, but harmful. So not that it's neutral and you expect something to be happening, it's actually harmful. So it's possible that the individual may not actually have some kind of physical ailment. Typically functioning... wow.
Typically
functioning people respond to being ill in emotional, behavioral, and cognitive ways. With the somatic symptom disorder, responds more intensely than is typical. So the type of distressing or dysfunction response indicates which somatic symptom disorder you have.
So there are four symptoms or responses with possible diagnosis. And all four physical symptoms may be there, but for different reasons. So just keep that in mind. So the first response is similar to the nervous system condition, which the possible diagnosis could be a conversion disorder.
The next is cognitive concern or worry about getting an illness. This is illness anxiety disorder.
After that is cognitive. It's a distress about symptoms that are already there. So a somatic symptom disorder.
And the last one is pretend to have symptoms for no personal gain. And this is the factitious disorder.
So a conversion disorder is when mental factors convert into physical symptoms. They do not fit neurological diseases that could explain them. And they can include paralysis, loss of sensation, seizures, or uncontrollable motor movements. And they appear after some significant stress or trauma. Which, it's kind of amazing how your mind can do that.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Like, that's, your mind is a very powerful thing.
Yes.
To say the least.
Illness anxiety disorder used to be hypochondriasis. This is a preoccupation with becoming seriously ill. It may lead one to seek out medical care, perform self-examinations, live in fear or anxiety. Now, this point is not saying that if you think something is wrong with you, you should not seek out medical care. But illness anxiety disorder, if the smallest thing happens, you would go seek out medical care.
Even if you don't necessarily have physical symptoms.
Right.
It's the fear of symptoms that can define it.
That defines the disorder. So, like,
if you're, you know, experiencing a headache and you look up at WebMD, which you shouldn't do for a headache.
Oh my goodness. WebMD will tell you 100% of the time that you are dying or you are pregnant.
Yep.
Doesn't matter your gender.
Nope.
Sorry, guys.
Nope. And it doesn't matter if it's just a simple, like, change in pressure outside. You are dying of your headache. But it's not just, like, looking at WebMD and, like, you know, like, oh, I have a headache. What's it say? Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Like, it's, like, preoccupation with becoming seriously ill. It's that, like you can't stop from thinking that kind of thing.
Somatic symptom disorder. This is when one or more actual physical symptoms that are unexplained. So that could be pain, weakness, nausea. There's significant worry about symptoms. So excessive, out of proportion concern indicates the diagnosis here. So you do have physical symptoms here, but it's that over worry or out of
proportion concern that indicates diagnosis.
Okay, now say it three times fast.
I can't. There's absolutely no way. And then fictitious disorder is when a person fakes symptoms. So that makes sense. Fictitious, it's fake, it's fiction. A person fakes symptoms, but not for immediate personal gain. They seek medical treatment from professionals. And if the test or the test results because it's fake, they will fail to show any real symptoms. And often a person will research the condition that one claims to have, and they use this to their advantage to make pretend symptoms seem realistic.
The interesting part about this one is that it's not for immediate personal gain.
Yeah.
Because often you think about someone faking a disorder for attention or monetary gain. Mm-hmm. You see that with Munchausen's by proxy, when it's like the mother or the parent putting fake things on their child. There's a personal gain there, but there is not with fictitious disorder.
Yeah, it's kind of, again, your brain, your mind, wild.
Wild.
Wild west out there. It's insane what your brain is capable of doing and, like, without you necessarily wanting it to.
Right.
Anyway, it's crazy.
Anyway.
So with that, you're done with the diseases.
Those are our disorders.
All of diseases. I'm so sorry. It's not a disease. Disorders. The Lord was sitting right in front of me too. I have no excuse. I apologize. But we are still done with our disorders.
We're done with our disorders. Next, we'll look at ways that we can treat some of these crazy things going on in our brain.
In our brain. Okay. Anyway, so bye.
Bye.
Happy studying.